live from Northwest Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 95.7 St. Croix Country, WSCM Baldwin, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 95.7 St. Croix Country.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
It's important that parents of teenagers communicate with them about difficult topics, including drug use, dating, and friendships. Those conversations can help teens make the right decisions and grow into confident, caring young adults.
The biggest tip is to get moving when you need to have a big talk. Take a walk, take a hike, whatever your kid is into, having the movement and not having to stare straight in your face can help them open up.
Then, West Nile virus cases have grown significantly since last year. Yet few Americans are concerned about the disease.
With the increasing number of West Nile virus cases and a longer mosquito season, people need to protect themselves from mosquito bites.
Those two stories and more are ahead on this week's edition of InfoTrack. The show begins right after this.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at the Home Depot.
How do you stay humble when you're America's number one wiper blade? That's what we're currently dealing with at Rain-X. Is it even possible to humble brag when you bully Mother Nature like we do? Do we sound too conceited if we keep repeating how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America? No, we'll take a lesson from our wipers and just keep doing our job with humility. As America's number one wiper blade. Rain-X. Outsmart the elements.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code SAND25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code SAND25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code SAND25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
If you're the parent of a teenager, it's vital to communicate with them about topics that may seem difficult or challenging. But those conversations can have positive lifelong effects as your teens grow into adulthood. Here with the story, InfoTrack reporter Jim Anthony. Jim?
Thanks, Chris. Our guest is Joanna Schroeder, journalist and co-author of the new book, Talk to Your Boys, 16 Conversations to Help Tweens and Teens Grow into Confident, Caring Young Men. Joanna, you are the mother of two sons and a daughter. Many parents shy away from the tough talks, friendships, dating, even drugs. Why are those conversations in your mind so important to have?
You know, we know that our kids are curious. That's natural. It's actually developmentally good for them. The problem is they will find information somewhere, usually online or from friends or even less trustworthy adults in their lives, if you don't give it to them first. So we highly suggest people take initiative and get in there early and have a lot of little talks about these important topics.
It can be tricky to tell when a boy's in the mood to talk. That pretty much goes for all teens. But how can parents tell when to lean in and when to give a little space?
You know, what we've learned, we did get to talk to around 85 boys ages 10 to 22 about topics like this. And what they told us was that they usually like to talk in the evening, A lot of times us grown-ups are wide awake in the morning and ready to have a serious talk, and biologically their circadian rhythms are different. So sometimes they'll be milling about in the late afternoon, kind of when we're stressed coming home from work, or in the evening after dinner when we'd like to be maybe watching TV or taking some quiet time or even going to bed. And one of our favorite signs that we've noticed in a lot of the kids that we work with and our own boys is that they like to kind of flop down on the couch, sometimes with their phone in front of their faces, when normally they may be up doing homework or in their rooms. So it's kind of that thing where they're hanging out a little bit more than usual. Some of them might do the big exasperated teenage sigh, the big, ah. Some of them, like my son, might clank around in the kitchen, and those are bids for attention and signs that they may need to connect.
To that end, what are some easy ways to get boys talking, especially when they'd rather do anything but chat?
Well, we like to make sure that they know what they're getting into, and also that we ask them if it's a good time. I used to think anytime my son was looking at his phone that he was scrolling social media or kind of just doing nothing, playing games. Then I learned that sometimes he's assessing whether he's supposed to be doing homework, or he's chatting with a friend who's having a hard time, or sometimes he's even reviewing flashcards when he's studying on his phone. So I've learned, and what the boys that we worked with have told us really helps, is to just ask. Just simply say, hey, do you have a minute? I've got to talk to you about something. And then give a little preview of what it is. So it's saying something along the lines of, it's not serious, but it is important. Do you have a second? Or it's really important and it's kind of serious and it's going to take us around 10 minutes. Because a lot of what is stressful to teenagers when we talk to them is the unknown. It's the sense of, oh my gosh, this could go on forever. Or, oh my goodness, I bet I'm in huge trouble. Or I'm so afraid that mom's mad at me or dad's frustrated again. So just giving them a little preview and seeing if the time is right, and then keep it as short as possible. And that can really help them open up. And the biggest tip is to get moving when you need to have a big talk. Take a walk, take a hike, build a tent, play ping pong, you know, strum guitars or do some drumming, whatever your kid is into. Having the movement and not having to stare straight in your face can help them open up.
In the prep material, you indicate, we know that parents will differ in their own personal viewpoints and approaches to a lot of the issues and topics in your book. And that's fine. As you just mentioned, the important thing is to have that conversation.
Yeah. You know, we didn't write a book about values. We wrote a book about how to help your kid learn your family's values and find his own moral compass in the world. We don't want our kids to be so influenced by, you know, internet culture and any random person who's paying for ads on the videos of teenage boys. We want families to be able to connect and raise happy, healthy boys. And we believe that starts with conversation.
But boys do get a lot of mixed messages about what it means to be a man, quote unquote. How can parents help them sort through all that without sounding preachy?
Yeah, that's such a good question, and it's one of the hardest to answer. One thing we know is that our kids respect and admire us, their parents, maybe aunts and uncles and grandparents, more than we realize. We think they are so heavily influenced by their friends and the internet, but if they're given a chance to have someone to look up to in their real lives, someone consistent and caring, those are the people that will make the biggest impression on them. So if you're raising a son and you're married or you're in relationship with his father, or even if there's no man in your life, it's so important to seek out male role models that your son can look up to. I believe I can do a great job talking to my son about masculinity, but I don't know what that experience is like. He looks to his dad and my dad and his uncles to see what it's like to be a man without even realizing he's doing it.
And all emotions are okay, even the messy ones.
Yeah, you know, there's no bad feelings. There are less healthy ways to experience and express them. And this is a hard one for parents of teenagers, because teenagers do kind of default to anger more than we wish they would. And one of the reasons we've discovered this happens is because often it's not until they get angry that somebody pays attention to their feelings. So they may be kind of seeming sad or mopey or looking at their phone more. And we just think they're teenagers, so we withdraw instead of engaging. And so anger starts to become a way that a boy can get you to look and say, hey, what the heck is going on? We think you need to seize those moments. But I will also say that too often our boys don't see any adults, but especially not men, modeling how they're processing their feelings in the moment. They see that the adults are hopefully not as angry as teenagers and hopefully not having tantrums, but they don't know how we got to that place. So we always suggest just kind of narrating whenever you have an opportunity. It wouldn't be too weird. It's like, oh, this made me so mad. Maybe when you're driving, maybe with a bad experience in a store. This is making me so mad. I'm so frustrated. I'm going to take a deep breath because I know that snapping right now will not help anybody. Narrating your own feelings, he doesn't even know he's getting a lesson, but it is one of the most effective lessons we can give our kids in managing their emotions.
Parents often talk to daughters about setting boundaries in relationships, but not always to sons. Why do boys need that conversation too? It seems like it's kind of a double-edged sword here when we talk about setting boundaries, but it would seem to me like it's equally important to establish that not only for daughters, but for sons as well.
Oh my gosh, isn't it such a wild double standard? We expect, you know, most of our girls to be in relationships with boys, and we talk to our girls about the ethics and values of sexuality and being a good partner. And then somehow we don't teach any of this to our boys. So where are they going to learn it? So yeah, we think it's incredibly important. Yes, we believe all kids should be taught about consent, enthusiastic consent. Does that person want to hold your hand? Do they want to kiss you? How will you know whether they want you to go further when you're having a romantic connection? But not just that. It's also, how do you know when you're ready to go further with your romantic connection? How will you know when it feels right to you and when it might just be, you know, attraction? How do you know what, when you want to, you know, have sex for the first time? Will you wait till you're married? We want them to be thinking about this because a lot of the boys we spoke with felt like they had kind of rushed into sexual relationships in a way that we often don't think boys will ever regret. But no one had ever talked to them about establishing what feels right to them, what feels like a good plan, and what's authentic.
There's a lot of great advice in this book, and I wish you success with it. Joanna Schroeder is our guest, co-author of the new book, Talk to Your Boys, 16 Conversations to Help Tweens and Teens Grow into Confident, Caring Young Men. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
And I'm Jim Anthony for InfoTrack.
Next, protecting yourself from West Nile virus as InfoTrack continues.
Stick around, there's more InfoTrack straight ahead.
When you bundle renters and auto with Progressive, you can save while protecting your most valuable possessions, like your really expensive limited edition sneakers and your new suit for your cousin's wedding. Except you never actually bought the suit because you can't stop buying sneakers. So you show up to the wedding looking like you're going grocery shopping. But hey, at least your sneakers will look good in the pictures. Until you're cropped out of every last one of them. So go ahead and get Progressive, so you can save while protecting the things that matter to you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Out here, the bright lights show you who's ready and who's just talking. AT&T has been steady in the pocket since 1876. Take T-Mobile. They talk a big game about price locks, then get smacked for deceptive ads. 150 years of playing it straight tends to show. AT&T, when you compare, there's no comparison.
Based on Blue Metrics United States Route report, when it's 2025, tested with best commercially available smartphones on three national mobile networks across all available network types. Your experiences may vary. Route Metrics rankings are not an endorsement of AT&T. Based on advertising challenges of wireless and home internet providers filed from 2022 to 2025.
My perfect day has sand, salt, water, and friends. But my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can take me out of the moment. Now I'm all in with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, most people saw 90% clearer skin, and many were even 100% plaque-free at 4 months. Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a balanced look at today's most important issues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Our guest today is Ken Winnig, Managing Director of Survey Research at the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania. Ken, your team did a survey that shows, despite the risk of contracting West Nile virus from a mosquito bite, most Americans are unaware of the danger. About how many human cases of West Nile virus have been reported so far this year? Do you know?
I do. In fact, I have an update. The CDC does record these occurrences. Over 1,500 human cases of West Nile disease have been reported across 43 states, according to the CDC, including 1,043 cases of the more serious neuroinvasive form, which affects the brain and could lead to hospitalization and even death.
How does that compare to last year?
It looks like we're up about, according to the CDC, about 40% higher than normal, what we expect. And, you know, the mosquito season usually runs through October throughout the country, throughout most of the country, and it seems to be a little bit longer.
Despite the surge in cases, only 15% of Americans say they're worried about contracting West Nile or dengue fever. Why do you think the concern level is so low?
That may be because there are no symptoms that are obvious about it, so they're not thinking about getting the disease.
How can public health officials better communicate the real risks of West Nile virus without causing unnecessary fear?
Well, one way to do that is to talk generally, I think, about how to control mosquitoes in and around your home or avoid getting bitten by a mosquito, because most people do know that West Nile virus is contracted through a mosquito bite. 75% say they know that. 81% say, yes, not getting bitten by a mosquito is a way to avoid the disease. But I think through communication of various means by which you can control mosquitoes in and around your home or just by using insect repellent, for example.
Just in terms of the symptoms of West Nile, what should somebody look for to know if they've got it?
One of the more common symptoms when it does occur, and you do get symptoms, is having a fever or a headache or muscle, joint, and neck pain, sometimes nausea and vomiting, and sometimes a rash. Those are the signs after you've contracted West Nile virus. Those are the things to look for.
Now, according to the survey, about 60% of adults routinely take precautions to avoid mosquito bites. Are those precautions generally effective?
If done regularly, yes, they can be, such as clearing water that's in your backyard, putting up netting, fixing holes in your screen, using insect repellent. Those, if done regularly, will be effective.
Ken, you mentioned removing water. Why is that step so important?
Well, standing water is the place where mosquitoes lay their eggs and the larvae grow and develop. So it's like even can be an old tire in your backyard or just after a rainstorm, a puddle that accumulates in your backyard. Those are places where mosquitoes grow. So it's very important to remove standing water in and around your home.
Only 14% of people know not to apply repellent, mosquito repellent, under clothing. What are the potential risks of doing that?
Well, if you apply mosquito or insect repellent under clothing, it's not effective. You should just apply it to your exposed skin. It doesn't do anything by putting it underneath your clothing. Mosquitoes aren't going to be biting you through jackets or shirts. Only apply insect repellent on exposed skin areas.
Also, apparently there's confusion about using sunscreen and repellent together. Is there a correct order to do that?
Yes, there is. And we asked people if they knew what the CDC recommends people to do in terms of putting on sunscreen and insect repellent. And what you should do first is put on the sunscreen. Let the sunscreen dry and then apply the insect repellent to the exposed areas of your skin. And as you say, few people know that. Only a third in our survey said that the CDC recommends that somebody should apply sunscreen first, then apply the insect repellent.
And while we're on repellents, a fraction of people know to use an EPA-registered repellent. What does that mean on the label of a product that it's EPA-registered?
The EPA has tested it and approved it that it's safe and won't hurt the environment. In addition to that, people always say, oh yeah, well, I'm gonna get a repellent that has a lot of DEET. For example, I was at a party with my brother who said, oh, you're outside, I'm gonna put on my DEET. I said, well, how much DEET is in your insect repellent? I said, 90%. I said, that's a bit too much. The EPA recommends that the amount of DEET, which is a chemical that does prevent mosquito bites or repels mosquitoes, that you should only be 20% to 50% DEET in that repellent.
Interesting. We're talking with Ken Winnig, Managing Director of Survey Research at the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania, talking about a survey that shows despite the risk of contracting West Nile virus from a mosquito bite, most Americans are unaware of the danger. Ken, there's no antiviral treatment for West Nile virus, yet most people don't know that. How is the illness managed if somebody gets infected?
Obviously, if there are no symptoms, it just goes away. If they're feeling symptoms, they should just keep an eye on it in terms of, you say, getting a headache or a fever. Take what one usually does to lower a fever, and it should subside naturally. But in some cases, in some rare cases, it does infect the nervous system and your brain, and that's the neuroinvasive form, which is somewhat rare. Right now, the CDC is reporting only about 1,000 cases, but still serious. And if your fever continues and the joint pain continues, you should go see a doctor or to the hospital.
One question I have about your survey, Colorado in particular had the highest number of cases this season of West Nile virus. Can you explain why that would be?
Actually, that's a good question. I looked it up. I went to an infectious disease expert in Colorado. Even he said, I'm not sure why this is happening. And I'm going to quote from an article. He says, we've had a bit more rain and maybe people who have not been expecting it have kept water and so on. The things that we're talking about to make sure you don't have stagnant pools, old tires, old pools like swimming pools. So basically saying people aren't doing enough to prevent mosquitoes from growing and becoming part of your environment. And it's funny, I was looking at the other states where the number of cases are higher, and they're mostly in the North Central. Illinois has reported 113 cases, Minnesota 106, South Dakota 82, and North Dakota 79. They're the top five from Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, South Dakota, and North Dakota. I don't have a good reason why. This expert is not sure, except that there are probably a lot more mosquitoes in these areas and people aren't doing enough to control them.
Well, Ken, as we wrap this up, do you have any last thoughts on this to avoid West Nile virus, which is not something you want to get?
The only thing that I want to say is just with the increasing number of West Nile virus cases and a longer mosquito season, many people need to have a greater awareness of the virus and may want to consider taking these everyday precautions to protect themselves from mosquito bites and to control mosquitoes in and around their homes. By doing so and being vigilant about it, there's a lower chance of you contracting this virus.
Ken Winnig, Managing Director of Survey Research at the Annenberg Public Policy Center of the University of Pennsylvania. Ken, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
This is InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Whatever your vision for holiday decorating, the Home Depot has what you need to bring it to life. Like our warm white holiday lights with steady lit technology, so your lights stay glowing even if one bulb fails. Whether you're going for a soft, warm glow or a colorful display of holiday cheer, choose from our wide variety of holiday lights starting at $5 in store only. Find everything you need to get your holidays started with the Home Depot.
We know exactly what you're not thinking about right now. Wiper blades. But now that you are, take a moment to think about how Rain-X is the number one brand of wiper blades in America. Why? Because Rain-X thinks about wiper blades all the time. We obsess, so you don't have to. Simply install our blades and then think about literally anything else. So choose Rain-X, America's number one wiper blades, and then go back to not thinking about wiper blades. Rain-X, outsmart the elements.
Research shows that social media site TikTok is addictive. With more, here's InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Dr. Meredith David, Associate Professor of Marketing in the Hankamer School of Business at Baylor University. Dr. David, has there ever been an official finding that TikTok is in fact addictive?
There have been many studies which have studied TikTok addiction among individuals of varying ages, and the majority of them do suggest that TikTok is addicting.
And is your opinion in line with that?
Yes, it is. In fact, there's actually been paperwork out by TikTok itself, and in some of their corporate documents, they actually admit that their platform can become addictive very quickly after just a little bit of usage.
Now, I see the academic world uses the phrase problematic TikTok use. Can you describe what that looks like? Maybe lots of scrolling from one video to another?
Problematic TikTok usage, or even problematic smartphone usage or social media usage in general, is going to be usage that we find we're spending more and more time on the platform, and we start to have time distortion where we feel like we're not spending as much time, but if we look down at the clock, we realize, wow, we're actually spending more time than we realize when we're on those platforms.
Now, you and a colleague, Professor James Roberts, studied the correlation between people's happiness when using TikTok and Instagram and their psychological well-being. Briefly, what did you find?
TikTok usage leads to feelings of being addicted to it. So the more time that we spend on TikTok, the more we feel like we need more and more time on it, the more time we actually spend on it, and that ends up having negative effects on our well-being overall, just by spending too much time on it.
And let's drill down on what your study called telepresence, the immersion in a world created by a social media experience. You also mentioned the higher levels of addiction. What other effects might that have on a user?
The telepresence has negative effects on our overall well-being, and our feelings of depression and anxiety are likely to be increased the more and more time that we spend on TikTok. It's also a common outcome of telepresence is going to be unfavorable reactions to our face-to-face interactions, such that when we're face-to-face with individuals, we might find ourselves actually being distracted by our phones as we're spending time on TikTok instead of paying attention to those individuals that we're face-to-face with.
I'll bet there are a lot of parents out there who can't get their kids' attention at the dinner table who would relate to that, would they not?
That's for sure.
Yeah. Now, back to my earlier questions. Based on your findings in that particular study, what percentage of TikTok users in that study would qualify as addicted?
I'd have to look back at the exact numbers, but I believe it was around 25% of TikTok users in the study that would be classified as being addicted to the platform.
Can you characterize for us your level of concern about people's TikTok cravings and level of use?
My concerns come from the fact that time distortion is a key thing that we experience when we're using TikTok. And time distortion is when we spend more time than we actually realize when we're on the platform. And this time distortion is having negative impacts on our face-to-face interactions, our interpersonal relationships, and our overall well-being.
A recent Washington Post article reports one-third of U.S. adults use TikTok. The article does report that TikTok internal documents, as you were suggesting before, revealed that it takes just 260 videos, which could be as quick as 35 minutes, to form a habit on the app. Do you think a TikTok habit could be formed that quickly?
I do believe a TikTok habit could be formed that quickly. And a key reason is because the TikTok platform is designed to be easy to use and to provide endless videos that users will find both to be intriguing, engaging, and exciting to watch.
What would you tell parents to have their children do to lessen the negative impacts of being on TikTok?
I would limit the time that can be spent on TikTok and on social media in general. I would also limit the instances in which the phone is allowed to be used. For example, at a dinner table, there's no reason for us to have a phone. At family get-togethers, perhaps that's another good opportunity for us to put our phones away and make sure that the children are not using their phones, and the adults should set a good example by not using their phones during these sorts of instances as well.
Well, more to come on all this, I'm sure. I appreciate your time so much. Dr. Meredith David at Baylor University, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
That'll do it for this edition of InfoTrack. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. Thanks for listening. Join us next time for another edition of InfoTrack.
Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox. I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play me a country song. Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear George Jones, 'cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Yeah, don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Latest news right now for all of Northwest Wisconsin. Subscribe to our daily newsletter at stcroix.country.
To stay awake, so I bet you turn on the radio and the song goes.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. Oh, baby.
The highway won't hold you tonight. The highway don't know you're alive. The highway don't care if you're all alone. But cell phone in your shotgun seat. Yeah, I bet you're bending God's ear talking about me. You try not to let the first tear fall out. You try not to think about turning around. You try not to get lost in the sound. But that song is always on, so you sing along.
I can't live without you, I can't live without you, baby. I can't live without you, I can't live without you.
I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Well, a plane touched down just about 3 o'clock, and the city's still on my mind. Bikinis and palm trees danced in my head. I was still in the baggage line. Concrete cars with their own prison bars, like this life I'm living in. But the plane brought me farther. I'm surrounded by water, and I'm not going back again. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. And if it weren't for tequila and pretty senoritas, I'd have no reason to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Yeah, I'm leaving GA. Gonna lay in the hot sun and roll a big fat one, and grab my guitar and play. The 4 days flew by like a drunk Friday night as summer drew to an end. They can't believe that I just couldn't leave, and I bid adieu to my friends. 'Cause my bartender, she's from the islands. Her body's been kissed by the sun. And coconut replaces the smell of the bar, and I don't know if it's her or the rum. I got my toes in the water, in the sand. Not a worry in a world of cold beer in my hand. Life is good today. Life is good today. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Yes, and all the muchachas, they call me Big Papa when I throw pesos their way. Adios and vaya con Dios. A long way from GA. Someone do me a favor and pour me some Jaeger, and I'll grab my guitar and play. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. The señoritas don't care when there's no dinero. Yeah, I got no money to stay. Adios and vaya con Dios. Going home now to stay. Just gonna prop up by the lake and put my in a lawn chair, toes in the clay. Not a worry in a world of PBR on the way. Life is good today. Life is good today. 95.7 suitcase, short of leaving. You were the driver, I was the reason. There was mascara on your shirt. If I'd have known where that left turn was leading, you'd have seen me running in a rear view. Like you tied my heart to your car, turn the key in 3, 2. One day you call me baby. These days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me. I don't blame you, I blame me. For them sunset taillights sinking tonight, I'm just thinking 3 words too late. Damn girl, you're the one that got away. Counting on a bottle of food.
like that, I take it back in 3, 2, 1. Day call me baby, these days it's only 80 proof. You probably hate me, I don't blame you, I blame me for them songs.
This is St. Croix country. We raise our families with small town heart and big city opportunities. The river runs deep and the community runs deeper. Wisconsin pride lives in every season, every game, every neighbor helping neighbor. We celebrate this special place with you, with the songs and artists you know and love. WSCM, St. Croix country. Jay Roberts in the morning, country favorites and classics all the time.
Shop local and save big. Up to 50% off gift certificates from local businesses in our St. Croix Country Big Deal Store. Start shopping online now at WSCM.FM.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Air pollution leads to higher rates of breast cancer, according to a new study from researchers in Oregon. They found women living in areas with heavy emissions from cars and trucks are more likely to develop breast cancer. The Trump administration recently rescinded EPA rules meant to reduce vehicle emissions. Wisconsin's small farming communities bracing for the end of federal food share benefits. Not only do thousands of rural residents rely on federal food assistance, about $120 million of Wisconsin's food share benefits are spent at local farmers' markets. Bragging rights for Wisconsin apples. An organic orchard in Washington County named one of the top 10 apple orchards in the country by USA Today. Peck and Bushel Fruit Company in Colgate is the largest organic apple orchard in the upper Midwest. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
St. Croix Country Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michael. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and warmer today with highs in the low 50s. Tonight, maybe a shower and mostly cloudy. Lows upper 30s to 40. Warmer temps to start next week. More sunshine than clouds and highs into the 50s. Currently 35 degrees.
95.7 FM.
She knows every move that a man could make. She knows every trick in the book. She knows how to give. She knows how to take. 'Cause so many times she's been taken a fool by those alibis and lying eyes and all the best lines. Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone. Lord knows what I've put her through. And boy, you can bet if a move can be made, she knows how to make one on you. She once thought that love game. Her feelings once came from the heart. One day I gave her a wedding ring, and one night I tore all those feelings apart with my last lines, Lord knows she's heard them all. She's been cheated on and pushed around and left alone, Lord knows what I've put her through. And more you can bet, if a move can be made, she knows how to make.
Don't keep, love's not cheap, trucks don't wreck themselves. Mama ain't a shrink, dad ain't a bank, and God ain't a wishing well. Money ain't rich, everybody sins, and nobody wins in a fight. And sometimes wrong is right. Swing the bat, everybody's got a pass, and love's worth living for. When you dance, hold them close, till the brakes go for broke, be the first to reach for her hand. No, you don't get to do some things again. Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it. You want rid of makes you a man. It's being true to her till your glass runs out of sand.
Some of it you learn the hard way, some of it you read on a page, some of it comes from heartbreak, most of it comes with age, and none of it ever comes easy, a bunch of it you maybe can't use. I know I don't.
That cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think
the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. It was long and chrome sitting in the lot. Fire engine red, that thing was hot. He revved it up, she waved goodbye. Love's gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in broken Hartsville.
Tell your smart speaker to play St. Croix Country. Probably believe.
watching you sleep. And honey, I'm so afraid you're gonna wake up and say that you should probably leave. 'Cause I know
from Northwest Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 95.7 St. Croix Country. WSCM Baldwin. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 95.7 St. Croix Country.
Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. Well, I used to rock all night long, keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies.